Samsung Galaxy S9, OnePlus 6 and Google Wireless, Oculus Go. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday News Update
with your host,
David Cannon.
Hey, here's something that didn't leak about the Pixel 3 and Pixel 3 XL. There wasn't a lot, but there was one thing that it would be featured alongside the Pixel Slate, the Pixel Stand, and the Google Home Hub on this week's Friday News Update. Hello, everyone. It is David Cannon here. It is the Friday News Update, episode 46, getting towards 50 now. And this is the week that Team Pixel have been so excited about. Yup, it is made by Google Week. And this week, we got a look at Google's brand new devices for 2018. So let's check them out. This is the Friday News Update. And first up this week, Google have announced a ton of new devices at an event in New York this week. So first of all, we have the Pixel 3 and Pixel 3 XL smartphones. And let's just get this over with. Yes, there is a huge notch on the XL, but the Pixel 3 does not have that gigantic notch. So at least that's something. There is one phone that the many people who hate that notch can go for, but the rest of the phone, for the most part, is really, really good. So we're getting a 5.5-inch Full HD OLED on the Pixel 3 and a 6.3-inch QHD OLED on the XL. And that's actually been rated the best smartphone display by DisplayMate. I've seen it yesterday and it does look absolutely stunning, so I can totally believe that. Also, of course, we are getting upgraded cameras. That is the focus of this phone, really. So we're getting a new feature called Top Shot, which basically takes tons of shots before and after you hit that capture button. And if you've missed something by a split second, or somebody momentarily pulls a weird face or something like that, if you just miss the right moment, you can review the shots it took and swap the photo out for better ones, so you'll never have a bad shot ever again. There's also a feature called Photo Booth, which automatically takes a selfie for you when it thinks you've got a good face or you're in a good position or something like that. And we are getting super res zoom on the back camera. Google still haven't gone for a dual camera, so we're not getting optical zoom on here, but we have the next best thing, which is basically Google using your hand movements to make more detailed zoom, which is going to be really cool. It won't be as good as optical zoom from stuff like the iPhone XS and Galaxy S9, but it's still better than nothing, and it'll look pretty decent, I think. And we still get the unlimited free photo storage at original quality until 2020. Finally, we have Night Sight, which apparently allows it to take really good photos in the dark. Allegedly much, much better than the iPhone XS. Some people have been questioning the demo that they did, but it will be really good in the dark anyway. We're getting a Snapdragon 845, of course, with 4GB of RAM, bit bizarre, and a 2,915mAh battery in the Pixel 3 with a 3,430mAh battery on the XL. We've now got a glass back, so it can do wireless charging now, and we'll talk about Google's new wireless charger in a moment, but they've still kept that kind of two-tone back with some special manufacturing process that basically makes one half matte and one half glossy on the back. We've got this new Titan M security chip, which should keep your data safe, which is good to see, and we've still got that squeeze for the Google Assistant, but now we are getting Google Duplex first on the Pixel when it rolls out in the US next month, and we're also also getting a screen call feature, which basically when you get a call, you can press a button saying screen call, and then the Google Assistant will basically pick up the call. It will tell the person calling to say why they're calling, transcribe that person's reply to the phone, and then you can decide whether to pick up or hang up or ask for more information. So you'll never have to talk to those scammers or anything ever again. And I said I'd come back to this, so I will. There's a brand new Pixel stand that wirelessly charges the Pixel, and the cool thing about this that makes it worth the slightly more expensive price tag is it has some special Google Assistant features. So you can trigger the Google Assistant even when the phone is off and charging, and it'll also act as a photo frame. When your phone is off, you can set that up and it will show you photos from your Google Photos library, and you can also ask for a daily briefing through the Pixel 3, and it will show you a ton of information from your calendar, the weather, Google Maps traffic and stuff like that, just like you get on the Google Home, but that will all be displayed visually on the Pixel 3's screen. There's also this thing that basically shows a yellow screen that gets brighter as it gets towards the time you wake up, so it can basically wake you up slowly, which is kind of cool. But that is going to cost £69, which is quite a lot, but the Google Assistant stuff is very cool, and the Pixel 3 is going to start at £739 for the normal one, £869 for the Pixel 3 XL, and the Pixel 3s are going to be delivered within 3 to 4 weeks apparently, while the Pixel stand is delivering now by the looks of it. Also, we got a tablet called the Pixel Slate, and this is a premium Chrome OS tablet. There is quite a lot going for it. It's got a 12.3 inch 293 ppi molecular display, which is an LCD screen, which apparently they showed it to tons of movie makers and they really liked it, so that is a sign of a good screen. And we're also getting 8 megapixel cameras on the front and back. They're apparently really good, although they look terrible, so reserve judgment for when we get it. And we are getting up to 10 hour battery life apparently, which is decent, with 2 hours of battery in 15 minutes of charging. There's also a fingerprint sensor in the power button on the top of the tablet. It's got that Titan M security chip, and it has a Chrome OS optimized for tablets with, of course, the Google Assistant and a new home screen experience. It can run all Android apps, so this is kind of like an Android tablet, but it can also run Linux apps, which is pretty good. But the problem with this is it starts at £550 with an Intel Celeron model, which has a Geekbench multi-core score of about 3,500. That's a bit of a rip-off. And on top of that, you have to pay £189 for the keyboard with these weird round keys, but it can stand it up as well and act as a case. And it looks really cool. It's got fabric as well, so it's really nice. And £100 for the Pixelbook pen. That is a lot of money, but it can go up to an Intel Core i7, although you'll have to pay £1,550. That's a bit of a rip-off for an Android tablet that can run a few Linux apps, but I'm going to buy one of them, one of the cheaper ones, because I'm a big fan of Android tablets. I think I'll probably be one of the only ones. Finally, there is the Google Home View Smart Display. It's got a 7-inch screen floating on a fabric base, which comes in 4 colours. There's no camera, apparently, for privacy reasons, but this has the Google Assistant, so it can answer all of your questions, and on top of that, it can show you YouTube videos, show and tell you recipes, and show you security camera feeds when you ask it. It's even got a smart home dashboard called Home View, and shows photos from your Google Photos, and costs just £140, so it is really cheap. It looks fantastic, and it's out now. That's it for now. Look out for a bonus episode during the week to celebrate our first anniversary, and goodbye.